Hi everyone, it's 3:51 p.m. It is Wednesday, April 17th. I'm currently just hanging out right now. I had two clients today. I let them know what's gonna be going on, that they're gonna be getting a different trainer. I said this yesterday, but I have a tentative start date, but I don't wanna say just yet because I don't know for sure. So I didn't even tell my current clients yet who their new trainer will be because I don't know. I have an idea, but I don't know. I'm not going to find out until next week. So we stopped at KFC for lunch in between my appointments. And then I came home. I just had some popcorn just now for snack. And I walked the dog. And he actually got out of his harness. So that scared me. Luckily, my mom. I called her, and that was one of the reasons why I wanted the Apple Watch with the data because for things like that, because if I don't have the phone with me, I could just quickly call someone if I need help. So that was one of the reasons why I wanted the watch with the cellular. And yes, it costs me a little bit more each month, but for situations like that, it's worth it. So yeah, but she called our neighbor. And she came and helped me and walked home with me just to make sure that he didn't slip out of the harness again. And she actually grabbed some treats and her dog's harness, thinking he ran away, but luckily he didn't, but it was scary. Yeah, so my mom wasn't going to pick up. She was in a meeting, but something told her to pick up because she was expecting a call from a plumber, and the plumber. He's actually here now, but yeah, but something told her to pick up, and I never usually call her when she's working. I usually text her, but that was good that she picked up. So I'm off tomorrow, but I am gonna try to get some paperwork done because I have to have all this paperwork done before the end of the month. So I need to really get moving with that. So I want to show you guys my new purse. It's a Vera Bradley purse, and on the outside of it, I have an air tag, and this is a crossbody. It doesn't have handles, it's just crossbody. On the side, it has two pockets, so you can put like your phone and your drink, something that I would have to access very quickly. Then in this front, it has a front compartment. Normally my phone would be in here, but obviously now it's not. But there was this thing that I got, and I actually got it. I saw it at the Vera Bradley store, but I had ordered it later on. And it's a card holder, so it snaps. So you unsnap it, and then it has pockets. It can hold like seven cards, I believe. So I have my credit and debit card. I have a Chase card that my mom gave me in case of emergencies. I have my signature guide. I have my insurance cards, and then my ID in here. So then it snaps. And then. Because I just use this because I don't really carry cash with me. And then it has a zipper so you could put, I don't know, maybe receipts, cash, spare change, things like that. I'm thinking about taking the insurance cards out of here because I don't really use them, although it's good to have. You just never know. But they are in here. So that's that. It's just a little wallet and it has a window for my license, for my ID. It doesn't have a back pocket, but. I'll show you guys the inside. So it has these two little pockets where I keep small things. So in one of them I have chapstick, folding scissors, and the other I have a battery pack. Then I have a Vera Bradley change purse. So got this last year, it unzips, and then it has change in here. It has a spot for a card. So if you want to put one card, and then it has a spot for like a lipstick or something. And then on the outside here, it has a little ring. So if you want to put a lanyard on it or something. You guys can tell I love Vera Bradley. I have my Bluetooth in here. Normally it stays in here. I'm just gonna take it out because I'm gonna need it. I have a Vera Bradley hand sanitizer holder. It has a little key ring on it. I have it inside the purse, but you fill it up with your own hand sanitizer, and I did that. So yeah, I had it. Now I have it inside the purse. My mom got this for me for Christmas, but it's.
So the empty bottle and you fill it yourself. Then I have my work phone. I'm actually going to take that out because that doesn't need to be in here right now. And then I have masks, my vaccination card. I thought about getting rid of that, but you just never know. An EpiPen, and then there's the bees. A carabiner with a keyring on it. This is all just random stuff. Tied to go. I have a whistle. Whistle in here. If I can find it. That was in here somewhere with the... but I think it's in... Let's see where it's at. I do have a whistle in here. I know that for sure. So I do have a whistle in here, and I have an NFB coin thing. I have, not taking everything out, but I have a little plastic case with dental floss picks. Actually came, we got this big one and it came with smaller picks. A smaller box of them for traveling. My keys, we have a code for our door, but they are in here just in case that doesn't work. And then I have in here, this is called a hero clip. I'm very into gadgets, and this is basically for if you go to, like if you're in a bathroom or like, and the stall door doesn't have a hook, for example, you could put your, it's basically a carabiner with a hook on it. So you hook your bag to the carabiner and then you take this hook and you just hook it on the door. So you don't have to put your bag on a dirty floor. And then it does have an external compartment. Oh, here's the whistle. So I have a little whistle in here. I'm not going to blow it because it's very loud. But it's always good to have that. So yeah, so that's basically everything I have in here. Masks, my vaccination card. And then, yeah. And then it has an internal compartment as well. So I really like this bag because it's bigger. Like the other one, you know, I like the compartments and everything that it had, but it was small, which I like bigger bags, but sometimes it's good to use a smaller one. I also wanted to show you guys this thing. I don't know if I can get it or not. This other thing I'm going to show you guys is a Vera Bradley. Oh, I love Vera Bradley. It's a mini hipster crossbody purse. I use this on vacation. So you unsnap it, and then it has a spot for your ID. And you can put money in here, and then it has a spot for cards. So it has a window, and then it has a pocket. Like it has a window for your ID. And then a pocket for, you know, whatever else, receipts, things like that. And then it has card holders inside that pocket. Then it has a front compartment, and in here I kept my room key for the hotel. It's empty now, but just to give you guys an idea. And then in this main compartment, I had my little hero clip and hand sanitizer. And then the pocket in the back is actually, I had my phone, and it's also crossbody. I got this for our vacation. So my friend actually has the same one, but it's an older version of mine. So it has a little, the only difference is that the pocket in the back is smaller and the zipper compartment is, it has another little zipper where the card holders are. But other than that, it's pretty much the same. And I liked having my phone in that back pocket because it was easy for me to get to because it didn't like zipper or anything. So I could just grab it when I needed it, when we were walking and stuff. But yeah, I'm going to go for it now. I have my therapy session soon, and I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 7:45 p.m. It is Sunday, April 22nd. I'm not really up to all that much. I'm just, on the weekend I went out with my friend. I worked on Friday, going to the office in the morning. I have a lot of paperwork to get done, and then whatever I don't finish tomorrow, I will work on Friday, but I do have to bring back some equipment, and I want to show you guys what I'm bringing back. I packed it up already, but one of the things I have here is a a Chromebook. It's in a box. It was given to me, I guess, to use for training purposes and stuff. And then I have on here, this bag is heavy now because I have this stuff in here. So we'll start with what I'm bringing for myself. I'm bringing my work laptop, my headset, and the charger for that is in, it's all in here. And then in the this other compartment, I'm not going to open it all the way because it gets, when it gets open all the way, it's a little harder to close. So I have here a Focus 40, the cables inside the case, it has a little compartment, and my assessment laptop that I use for doing assessments. I haven't had to do assessments, but I actually was using that for work until they gave me the state one. So I had to use that for a long time until I got the state computer. And that one's a lot smaller. So then I have in here a charger for that. Then I have the Focus 40, I have the wall charger, and then I have the outlets for the other countries. So if I was going to another country, I'd put one of those on there. And then I also have, I need to see if I have, this has forms that clients sign. I have to see what to do with those. The ones that don't have signatures on them, I have to figure out if I'm going to just put them on my coworker's desk anyway. Then these side pockets, I'm probably going to put my energy drinks, water bottles, things like that. And then this top pocket here, I have tissues, gum, and Tide to Go. And then in here, this front compartment, I have my badge, a few bump dots, a pen, lotion, and dog bags, dog poop bags, because they need good trash bags. So yes, I have to bring that equipment. Tomorrow, the Chromebook fell, so I grabbed that. And then, yeah, the Chromebook is in a box, so that's not gonna fit in here, and I'm not taking it out of the box because it has other stuff in here with it, so I'm not taking that out to make so it will fit. But yes, yeah, so all my equipment is together, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Hi everyone, it's 5:04 p.m. It is Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm just kind of hanging out right now. I got home a couple hours ago. I'm just been hanging out. I had a snack and I just got in the shower, just started to unwind, but I got a lot done in the office. I was working for about 2 hours, so I had to make phone calls and get everyone up to date before I start this new job, and I went down my list and I called everybody I needed to call, so I feel really good about that. That's a big weight lifted off my shoulders, and I had to make a document and send it to my supervisor. So now it's just a matter of just anything, any tweaks, anything else she needs me to do. I had a lot of people who I left messages for. So if they, when they call me back, I may have to just update their notes and stuff like that, but I am pretty caught up. I'm pretty much caught up with everything, and I got a lot done in the office, so I needed that office time. So yeah, I also got my new work phone. It's an Android. I have no idea how to use an Android. I know it has TalkBack, but I don't even know how to use it. I heard the gestures are similar to the iPhone, but it's going to definitely take some getting used to. So yeah, I'm currently just
I'm just hanging out right now. We're going to have dinner here soon. And I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's about 10:10 p.m. right now. It is Wednesday, April 24th. So I went to an appointment this morning, and then in the afternoon I had a cancellation, so I decided to go to the office. I got a few things done, and my mom had forgot her laptop charger there, so I brought it home for her. And the lady who I was supposed to see this afternoon, we usually meet every other week, so if I start this job when I think I'm starting, I'm not going to be seeing her again. Today would have been my last day with her. So I did tell her that. I was like, I was going to tell you this today when I saw you, but I'm going to tell you now. So I told her over the phone when I talked to her. And I'm currently just hanging out here right now. I got my phone yesterday, my work phone. I was going to a coworker's cubicle to put something on his desk, actually some equipment, the equipment that I was packing up the other day. And I noticed there was a box and I thought I was at the wrong desk. And I was like, no, this can't be the wrong desk. So I went in there and I saw my stuff, my lunchbox, my book bag. And I looked in the box and there was my work phone in there. So yeah, but I got my work phone and it's an Android. I have no idea how to use an Android, but I'll figure it out. I'll learn pretty quickly though, but yeah, it's different from the iPhone. It uses TalkBack instead of VoiceOver. It is different. But basically for the things that I need to do, like calling, texting, stuff like that, it works just fine. But emails, I would just do on the computer. Emails, calendar, stuff like that. So, yeah. But I'm currently just hanging out right now. I have mobility tomorrow. And I emailed a coworker because this phone does not have TalkBack on it, because I had my mom look at it and it was on, but there was no talking. And she put in the PIN to unlock it, and it's still, there was still no talking or anything. So I have no idea how to even go about it, because you have to download TalkBack. It's not like the iPhone where it's accessible right out of the box. So there's things you have to do first to make it accessible. But yeah, I did all the paperwork that I needed to do. My supervisor hasn't looked at it yet, the file that I had sent her. I had to basically just put everyone and their status in one document, so I wasn't sending her a bunch of random emails with everything I did. So that's just easier for her. And I also got my brother for his birthday, got him a black Columbia fleece jacket. That's what he wanted. And then I also got him, I think he knows he's getting it because I had to ask him his size. And I also got him this seasoning. I found it on Amazon. It's basically, if you guys have had white cheddar popcorn before, it's basically, think of just the seasoning that's on it. Well, basically that was what I had gotten for him. So I got myself some as well. And it was on sale, so I was like, well, I got two of them. And that way we can make white cheddar popcorn. So, yeah, I'm going to end it here. And I will talk to everyone tomorrow.